B-Pod Studios.
Five o'clock hour, Mike Mussinelli Show. 5 o'clock hour brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down up to 3 years of paid off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Sixers still as a talking point here on Sports Talk Radio a couple of days after they lost to Toronto. As now we look to the future, Brett Brown will be the coach. How will the team look next year? Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons. Where do they come back next year? What state of a player will they be next year? Will they sign Jimmy Butler, Tobias Harris? Will J.J. Redick, does he have a shot to come back? How will they find players, the mid-level exception type salaries to fortify their bench? A lot of questions. We're trying to answer them all. Let's go to Charles in Germantown. Charles, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Charles.
Mike, Tyrone, Natalie.
What's up, Charles?
You guys doing a great job, all of you.
Thank you, Charles.
Mike, I wasn't going to call, but I was spurred on by a call you had earlier by the name, was this Chase?
May have been Chase. I don't know. I don't recall.
Let me
Chase.
Tell you something.
Who?
Chase or Chance, whatever his name was. He was on. He said and debated. He didn't want to hear eloquency. He felt like they shouldn't have went that far where they had to go to game seven and they could have won. He was really kind of hyped. But point was, he had the biggest point that I have one of the gripes about Brett, and I feel like Brett should come back next year, but discipline and getting Embiid down in that box is one of the biggest issues between some time management issues I have with Brett, but I want to give him another chance because that group was put together late in the season.
Let me just add this. Like, sometimes the player defines on where you can use them, and you saw that Joel Embiid was kind of dead. Right? You did see that. He was wrung out. He played 45-plus minutes. Now, when you're wrung out, going from box to box is really difficult. So it's possible that Brett said, listen, he can't get down there. He's too gassed to get down there. I agree. Initially, I thought they should have run some stuff down low. But again, it's all defined by what you feel your player has left.
Then either you or Tyrone or Natalie can just tell me, if that's the case, why couldn't they just feed him more down low if you did it in game six?
Well, they didn't do it that much in game six either.
He looked like he got a good bit of points.
Not really. He didn't score that much in game six. Okay. His defensive presence, he was a plus 40, but he didn't score a lot in the game.
But his defensive presence was down in the box, right?
Well, yeah, that's where his defensive presence is. He's a rim protector. But offensively, it takes effort to get low on the box with a tree stump like Gasol guarding you. And every time that he got in the box, if you notice in the first half, they doubled him.
Then that means you toss it right back out.
Well, it does. And they squandered some opportunities off of that. I agree with that.
Hey, you live and you learn and you grow and learn. I go with that. But like I said, overall, I would have brought him back. But at the same time, he's on the clock with me until Christmas or New Year's.
No, I got it. And the guy who called, who said it didn't matter if they got to the lucky shot, he's not wrong in that maybe the coach could have had more influence on the game where it wouldn't come to that spot. But what I'm saying is the end result, that if you're going to say that he wouldn't lose his job if they got to Milwaukee, and a miracle shot prevents them from getting to Milwaukee because a miracle shot prevents them from getting an overtime where they could have won actually to Milwaukee. At that point, you know, it's fundamentally unfair to fire him. Aaron in Bluebell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Aaron.
Michael, how you doing today?
What's up, Aaron?
Not much. Hey, I had a Phillies point, but I wanted to make a quick analogy on what you're talking about, what you literally just said about if you would have zipped the coach or not. So when you said earlier, and I know you're probably not going to agree with this, but I don't want to make a Phillies point too, but you said earlier in the year when Foles, if the Eagles would have gotten beaten New Orleans, you would have seriously considered keeping Foles. Would that be accurate to say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, you said when he didn't beat them, even though they came very close, and you can equate the dropping of the pass by Alshon Jeffrey as likely as that ball going in with his hands. So how would you let that one play dictate that Foles, and I'm not saying he should be here, that Foles is now gone because he didn't get the job done. And the bottom line was the bottom line when you were talking about it. But now, with not only the mistake of, you know, in that game, I think it's very equatable as to why you would want to question why you keep Ben Brown, because he still didn't get peace. It's not the reason they lost the series wasn't just because of that shot. There were ample opportunities. They had him broke. They had that team broken, and he took the foot off the pedal.
The comparison is not really that on point, because fact of the matter is you had Carson Wentz waiting in the wing. So are you telling me
taking that out of the equation?
Well, you didn't have somebody waiting in the wings for Brett Brown. Easier decision with the Foles thing than it is for Brett Brown.
And that's why I don't think Brett should be fired, because I don't fire a coach unless I know who they're going to replace him with. So right now, he's the best option they got.
All right, well, then you're answering your own question.
Well, I'm going to the Phillies.
You just wanted to bust my wagon, is what you wanted to do.
A little bit.
All right, go ahead.
So, love the preview, the premiere by Cole Irvin, first left-hander like that I've seen. You know, I like that he debuted on the same exact day that his predecessor named Cole Hamels did. They debuted on the same actual day, years apart. Their pitching is what's carrying this team. I know the Messiah, the deliverer, Bryce Harper, is getting a slow start, but once he comes around, that was one of the best team wins I've ever seen that team. I mean, they used to thump people or whatever. That was a team win. They are picking each other up. I mean, I'm really impressed with the way their team is pitching, even with mm-hmm. their ace.
Their starting pitching has been pretty good. And Cole Irvin, listen, I don't know how much success he's going to have, or, you know, he has another game like that. He's a Tom Glavine clone. It's astounding. He pitches just like Tom Glavine, and he wears 47. There's got to be a story in there that Tom Glavine's his hero, right?
That would make sense.
He throws the same velocity as Glavine. He has the same exact delivery. Wears the same number.
The question is, could Tom Glavine have survived in this game where everybody's swinging for the fence?
Well, and you have command. I mean, it's like just like Nola. If he commands 92, you're going to have success.
Yeah, that's true. He looked good. And this is what I liked about him, though. Unlike the guy he replaced because of a quote-unquote injury that I don't believe is an injury, he actually attempted to throw strikes.
Five-inning?
Yeah, unlike Vinny, his approach was, I don't know if he's going to have success, but his approach was sound. He listened to the catcher, and he tried to throw strikes. He wasn't nibbling the whole game.
He pitched to contact.
That's what I mean. You don't just nibble all the time.
When you don't have overpowering stuff, you pitch to contact and get guys out because they hit pitches that are on corners.
Right, so why can't Vinny, who has better stuff, take the same mental approach and pitch that way?
Vinny wants it's an ego kick for him to strike somebody out because he's got 95, 96.
But he might start doing that on the corners because the guys will know, well, I can't do anything with that pitch. They might take it. But you have to establish it first by throwing strikes.
Putting me in a position to defend Vinny Velasquez. He would have been out of that rotation a long time ago before I was the manager. Andre in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andre.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, Andre?
Hey, man, I just want to talk about Brett Brown. I think he's a hell of a good coach, man. I'm happy that they won't give him another chance and all of that. And what else I want to talk about?
Tell me why you think he's a hell of a good coach.
Look what he did in the last 4 years. He didn't change everything around. They went from a 18-19 winning mm-hmm. team a year all the way up to making it to the playoffs.
Okay. All right, that's a good answer.
And I just feel like if we do re-sign Jimmy Butler and that Jimmy Butler is going to have Ben in the gym shooting 1,000 jump shots like they did with Markelle Fultz.
You think so?
And that's what they need to do.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen that way.
Yeah, I feel like that. I think they did a hell of a job, though. That game 7 was a good game. I feel like he got to get his health together.
I think he learned a valuable lesson here.
And 20 minutes before the game, he's all in the locker room eating, telling the cameraman, take the camera off. Come on, man.
Kind of sent a bad message. But you see, the problem is you don't know when he was eating that. It may have been taped. You know, it may not have been 20 minutes before the game. He may have had fruit an hour and a half before the game, and some camera was in there and caught him because he was dripping. So it was like he did a pre-game workout.
Yeah,
that doesn't come from just, you know, going in a layup line.
No, they do shoot around earlier in the day. That's odd. Barkley and Shaq were going to spin a narrative.
Yeah, they were,
and that was going to be that. And they had nothing to say about the plus 40 game. Nothing. They were silent about that game. They were going to spit a narrative.
Yeah. Karen in Chester County. Karen, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Karen.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Karen.
I can't believe I got through. What I want to tell you is I think I have what could be the magic bullet for next season for the Sixers.
Okay.
I think they need a team mom who can tell them how to stay healthy.
What?
They should be eating their quinoa, not going to Chick-fil-A, et cetera, et cetera. They need a team mom.
Not a bad idea. Maybe a team mom would have more influence than a nutritionist who they probably
exactly.
have on staff already. Listen, there's what I'm sure that they go over training methods and proper diet and have a nutritionist on their staff. Joel Embiid is the type of guy who like probably would not listen to that because he's been invincible.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't really been invincible, so that's confusing. But,
right.
you know, he probably feels he can eat whatever he wants and still be a dominant player. And I think he learned a lesson.
Well, yeah, because he's young. But I'm talking beyond a nutritionist. I'm talking about somebody that can advise them on gut health and because that's where all your immunity is.
A team mom who would guilt him into making the right decision.
That, too. There's got to be a large percentage of guilt involved. And I'm a mom, so I know how to do that. If they're looking for a team mom, I can get the job done.
All right, I'm gonna pass your run your name on to the higher ups, Karen.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All
and right. and my son is a huge fan, and I might send you something in the mail to see if maybe he could shadow you and Tyrone and Natalie for a day in the summer.
Oh, awesome! We'd be glad to do that. Tell him he's got really good taste.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, there he is, Karen, team mom.
You know, we actually got Elton Brand's comments on Embiid's health.
We do?
Yeah.
Right, let's hear it.
Yeah, I didn't see this, the four chicken sandwich story. You know, I just know that athlete care and they're focused on four chicken sandwiches. Yeah, I guess that's a lot. But I haven't heard that story. But I know he's focused on his body. He's very intelligent. He works intermittent fasting. He eats salmon. He eats vegetables. When he's locked in, he's locked in. He knows he can do it and he knows what he has to do. An actual target weight. We'll decide that together and see where he wants to be, where he needs to be, what's best for not just the next season, but postseason and long term.
All right. And, but by the way, since we're rocking with Elton here, I want to hear what he has to say about Ben and his offseason plans for Ben. We have that one too, right?
The one working with his brother?
Yeah, Elton Brand 3, I think it is. No, yes, it's not the brother one. It's Elton.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, let's hear that.
22 years old, rookie of the year, already an all-star, and he's committed to getting better. Our exit meeting was about things that he's working on. Of course, everyone says shooting, but just be comfortable shooting. His defense was elite this year. So many facets to his game that's going to grow, and he's only scratched the surface. Again, he's 22, so, great future and a great core piece for us.
All right, so then I would jump in and go, all right, why do you think he isn't comfortable shooting? I still have to know that. I got to get it from both those guys on why they think he's uncomfortable shooting. I need an answer, Tyrone.
But what if they give you the answer?
We're talking generalities here.
But I don't think you can pin him down about somebody else because you know they want to shoot.
Why do you think he is uncomfortable shooting? What's the answer to that? He's got to have an answer.
Now, how can he answer it without alienating him? You can't say he's scared. You can't say, what can they say?
Well, then I'm pressing to the wall for an answer. He's got to come up with an answer. What would he say? And I'm not going to let him off the hook.
He's 22. He's developing. It'll come. And then you'll say.
All right. Do you find it strange that a guy won't take one jump shot?
He's been really successful in this league, Mike. He's already an all-star. He's 22. It'll develop. That's what they're going to say.
All right. Okay. Sly in West Philly. Sly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sly.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Sly?
How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah. One of the things I feel like with Joel Embiid, that game, to me, was the best thing that ever happened to that guy. Because everything you've ever heard from him was always about having fun, having fun, having fun.
Mm-hmm.
This was the first time that the game actually hurt him. It was like somebody that never dated and had fun dating somebody broke his heart. The game broke his heart, so he's going to come back with a different attitude. Because I think him being successful the way he was, I feel like he felt like if they would have went far, I don't think he would have been as serious about really what he has to do to improve himself. But when you lose like that, and he know he didn't play well. If he had played well and they won and they lost, that's different. But he really didn't play well. So he has a motivation to come back and really, really improve himself. Not just his health. He has to get stronger. His legs have to get stronger. People think that you could just post up. But if you don't have the legs up under you where you can really sit down and actually call for the ball, it's harder to post up when you don't have that, even if he has footwork.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right on that. Now, you put me in a tough spot. Because on one hand, it may have been the best thing for Joel, but it certainly was not the best thing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I hope it's here. Boy, I hope they lose so Joel can come back as a better player.
Hey, it wasn't the best thing for me either, but I got to put spin on it.
No, I hear you. I got you.
One more thing about Ben Simmons, how I think he can improve his jump shot and his shooting period, because everybody always talk about the repetition. He got to go shoot 1,000 shots. It's not that. Every competitive thing he does basketball-wise has to just be shooting the ball where you can't drive. Like, in our neighborhood, sometimes we will play, and we will play all jump shots. I play you one-on-one. I can't drive. You just got to pull up and shoot. We play, if he's playing pickup, he's just shooting jump shots. You can't drive the ball. You got to condition yourself to be able to do
that. No, you're right about that, Sly. And see, this is the thing that frustrates me, because as a white dude, I don't understand that he doesn't have a jump shot. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. Because when you go to practice, play on a basketball court, the first thing you're doing is shooting the ball.
But he shot in high school. He did. He had a shot in high school.
Here's what I would do if I was the brother, because I see this now, this elbow thing. In the process of the shot of his release, he moves the elbow. So a couple electrical probe to him. He moves the elbow, he gets shocked. It's the only way you can correct it. Because you can tell him, but his brain is taking over. He's going to do it the same way. It's like a bad golf swing. Whoa. You do the same thing all the time. You made the same bad habit.
You know,
unless you're shocked and you're not doing it.
There is a more reasonable solution that would work there.
I get that.
Kevin Garnett did it. Kevin Garnett wore the rubber bands on his wrist.
All right, there you
and
go.
When he had the bad mechanics on a shot, he would have to pop himself with the rubber band.
Okay. Yeah,
he did that at the foul line. So you could do that if you don't do it every single one. Yeah. He goes to a shooting session. If that elbow goes wide, he has to pop himself. And apparently that triggers your brain to keep it in because that little bit of pain. Electric shock, though.
Electric shock therapy.
I guess the more modern version of the rubber band electric shock therapy.
It's like,
Jesus.
You know, a gadget. It's, you know, how many gadgets you see on golfers to correct band swings? It's like a million of them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm inventing the electric shock elbow pad, where if you go a certain degree outside the radius, he gets shocked.
Well, then when they switch to post practice, he better take it off because the elbow goes off the cat on the catch, and now he shocks himself. You're going to kill him.
With the brain take, it's going to get shocked. You can't do it. So it's straight.
Yeah, the rubber band trick, I think, is a reasonable thing. And actually, that's something that they used to do with kids until parents. You can't do that with kids anymore.
It's abuse.
Yeah.
All right, Ron, Southwest Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ron.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
What's up, Ron?
Hey, not much. Yeah, I just wanted to call in. I called you guys a couple months ago and let y'all know, like, the biggest thing that we need to have better, and I know it's a lot of issues, Ben need to shoot, Bell need to get, and B need to get in the post more. But late game execution is going to be our biggest downfall. And in two of the games this series, especially game 7, we could have won in the clutch, man. 85-85. Timeout after a timeout, Brett Brown runs a play that has Embiid only at the 3-point line, holding the ball, don't know what to do with the ball. Like, we need better late game execution. And that day I called, y'all was telling me I was crazy. We lost to the Hawks, and your man Tyrone in the back, like, oh, this same dude that wants to lose to the Magic. Which we did, but that's neither here nor there. We need to get some better plays when it's crunch time, man. We can't have him beat out there on the 3-point line. I don't care that he's.
Oh, I see you're blaming the coach for those last three possessions.
I'm blaming the coach every time. Like, you got to have your players in position, man, to seal the deal. And like I told you last time, like, when we lost to Boston, we lost all four of them games and money, Tom. The fourth quarter, we could win the big games. We could win the games when we blowing people out the whole game and everybody playing good because we got a lot of talent. But if you can't execute in the end of the game, we're going to lose every time. And Brett Brown keeps showing that he cannot.
Well, they executed against the Nets and they executed against the Raptors. They did win three games against the Raptors.
They did. And I agree with you. And I know the Raptors had a better record, but we had more high end talent than them. We should have won this series. And the last thing I'm going to say, I talked to Andrew after we played the Nets or something like that. I told him what we needed to do. Whenever y'all take and beat out the game, put Ben Simmons at the center so he could do some sort of Jokic sort of thing so that we not getting beat. Because you look at Embiid plus and minus.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Can't make Ben Simmons.
None of his ideas are ever good. He thinks he's the greatest caller of all time. He calls in talking trash. He's never right.
Speaking of Andrew, you mean the Andrew who's had his own baseball show now?
Yeah.
Is that Andrew?
Your fancy Andrew.
Fancy Andrew?
Yeah,
Andrew Salchunas to the baseball show. Weeknights from 6 to 7.
Right after us.
Yep, every night except for a Thursday when Cuz Corner comes on.
Well, how about that?
Yep, it's big time now.
It is big time. Good for him. 610-622-0975. You know, Tiger is in the news twice today.
Yeah, I saw the other story. Yikes.
You're getting sued.
It's pretty bad.
He and his girlfriend.
Yeah, well.
Oh, detail that tale after this. 975 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Today on The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where you're more than a customer, you're family. Visit familyautos.com.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
I get extremely agitated. When it came to a jump shot and a carbon copy textbook media answer, he couldn't even give that. Like, not even the Bull Durham, hey, you know, I'm just here to help the ball club, good Lord willing, things will work out. Basically, he stared at you and said yes or no, shot daggers from his eyes, and then I'm sure in his mind was thinking bleep you.
Middays with Gargano and Mertidis.
Talking about Brett, and you can say whatever you want about those three possessions, right? Like, I get it. Every time there was a hiccup in either series, they responded, and I think they responded because of him.
Yeah,
because
he knows how to reach his players. Coaching has changed where it's not like you grab the guy by the face mask anymore.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Brett Brown will be back as head coach. Now, here's my opinion. It was the right thing to do. Everybody, I think, was in agreement that if the Sixers reached the Eastern Conference Finals, there would be no way Brett Brown could not be back, right? I think we were all in agreement. So you can't get any closer to the Eastern Conference Finals than the Sixers got by losing on a miracle shot with the game tied.
Listen all day, every day to 97.5 The Fanatic, the voice of the Philly sports fan.
All right, time for the final Twitter poll numbers. They're brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons, intentional landscapers looking to repower zero turn or walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Over 1,400.
Another king has just been crowned.
Another king.
Game of Thrones.
Kings are us.
74 kings.
Kings are us.
All right.
Over 1,400 votes on this one today. Are you glad Brett Brown is back? 84% say yes. 16% say no. So happy clams in Philadelphia.
All right. There you go. all right. So this other Tiger Woods story today. A wrongful death suit has been filed against the Woods Jupiter, which is the restaurant he has down there. And that's where he met his girlfriend, who was the manager, the general manager of the restaurant. The guy was a former bartender or a bartender who was regularly overserved, and they knew that the guy had an alcohol problem, and they kept giving him drinks as he was bartending and when he was off his shift. And he crashed his car on December 10th, 2018. Age 24, blood alcohol reading of 2.256, more than three times the legal limit in Florida. That's not good. That wrongful death suit is going to result in millions.
Well, let's dig. We'll see. Mm-hmm. I want to see if he poured it, if he truly poured himself the drinks.
Destroyed the evidence.
That's what they're saying. The video was destroyed.
The video evidence was destroyed.
Oh, well.
Dude.
Yikes.
Oh, well, then they're not going to get millions.
Why? Because they can't prove it?
Can't prove it. No. Because that's the thing. These cases are funny.
They can prove that they destroyed the evidence, which is tacit guilt.
Yeah, that's
basically. This case will be settled for millions, dude.
Yeah, I don't.
Lots of lawyering by you.
Death
suit. This guy is 24 years old. You got to project the income he would have made in his lifetime,
right? As a bartender for 30. Well,
or whatever else he would have been doing.
You know, that's tough though, because
you can't take this to court. Can't take it to court. You got to settle that case.
Yeah, see, I would take it to court.
Yeah, they're saying he attended Alcoholics Anonymous, and he had another crash. So they're saying that they should have known better than to serve him at all.
Tiger Woods is a gazillionaire. You actually think he could win that case in court? But based on a 24-year-old guy who died being overserved?
My lawyer's better than your lawyer. I'm rich. You're not. Yeah, I'm going to take it all the way.
Well, then you
because otherwise I might get sued left and right by people.
You get sued left and right?
Yeah, because a lot of people leave bars drunk.
It's a regular occurrence for a bar to get sued when somebody has a crash where blood alcohol level is high.
But you don't always lose.
The bar is responsible.
Not all. You don't always lose.
Oh, you do. Believe me. Charles, Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Charles.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Charles?
All right, Tyrone and the young lady there. I just want to say hello to all y'all. I've been listening for a while.
Yeah, it's Natalie, the young lady. Her name is Natalie.
Natalie, how you doing, Natalie? my question is, I think that they need to get rid of Brett Brown and maybe get Mark Jackson, who built Golden State, and get rid of. They need to trade Embiid and Ben Simmons for somebody else, man.
Oh, both of them. So let's just clean house. Let's get rid of the coach, even though today they put a stamp on that he's going to be back. But let's also get rid of Embiid and Simmons.
I mean, think
and
about
then
it,
start all over. Let's just start all over.
No, it's not starting all over though. Embiid actually hurt the team because he never went inside. You know how much pressure you to put on them if he had went inside and got the ball? They'd have to double team him every time.
Come on, man.
And Ben came too. He comes up court.
Stop.
He comes up court.
Stop your foolishness. Come on. It's foolishness. Here you go.
You don't think so?
You give me foolishness here, Charles. Come on. You can do better than that. All right, let's go to Henry in Philadelphia. Henry, you're 97.5 The Fanatic. Henry.
Yes.
What's up, Hen?
Okay, I got a couple things. One, I'm going on record that the Philadelphia 76ers will never win a championship with Brett Brown as the coach. We may not even get out of the second round next year.
You want to go on record for that?
Put
him on record now. It's important. Henry from Philadelphia is on record.
Got it.
We got it, Hen.
That we will never win a championship with Brett Brown.
Okay. Well, we shall see. But you want to go on record?
I want to go on record.
All right. Now, suppose you're wrong. Now, what happens to your record?
Then I eat my words.
We're going to keep a record of this and put it on paper. Would you eat the record?
Yes, I would.
You would?
Mike.
All right. All right, Henry. You got it, buddy. Let's go to Fred in Chatsford. Fred, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Fred.
First of all, I want to thank you for having such a great show, a really thoughtful staff. Everybody there, you don't say stupid things. No one. Everything that you guys say is thoughtful, well-reasoned, whether I agree or not, at least it makes sense. And also, you're so gentle in how you laugh at people. It's kind of fun. But I have five points to make about the Sixers.
Nobody's ever called me gentle, but thank you for the compliment. Because deep inside, I am.
First thing, can't we pull a Bryce Harper and spend a ton of money and get Kawhi? He is a free agent, right?
He probably doesn't want to come to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I mean, I think Kawhi and Embiid can win a championship.
You know, it's not a name we mention, right? We don't even consider the possibility of Kawhi.
All right, the second thing I want
to
ask.
But listen, you might be right. Maybe Brett, if they don't sign Jimmy Butler, maybe they end up with Kawhi.
That would be amazing. Right. They would win a championship with Kawhi.
Okay.
The second thing, you know, you talked earlier about how coaching is different in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not looking at the end of the game. I'm looking at the beginning of the game where Joel shot 1-for-8. From 3-point land or something.
Six.
Why was he doing that? Why wasn't the coach?
He made a couple, didn't he? He made a couple big ones.
He did, but why didn't step in and say at that point that's not what we want?
Well,
because he kind of
likes the fact that MB can make the three.
He can, but that's not the first option. How to start the game. I mean, I want to get it. I want to score.
No, I agree with you starting the game. I had the same reaction that you had.
I mean, and to me, that's a coaching failure. Brett Brown, I mean, you know, you harken back to the great coaches. I mean, there were people that could take the players, and the players believed in them and say, look, this is what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. And then the players would at least endeavor to execute it.
Mm-hmm.
But now in terms of...
All right, so you're not in favor of the Brett Brown staying on.
I think he failed us in that game. I think it was a big failure. I grant, Joel was not healthy. He couldn't mm-hmm. force his way inside. He couldn't play the strong defense mm-hmm. and come back. So we had to go to some other option.
All right. Well, you're on record. I mean, you're not wrong. Everybody has their own opinions on it. Could it have been coached better? I guess. I'm just saying the end result leads to the action they took, which is to keep him on. Bill Schwenksville. Bill, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. I'll try to be quick. You know, the Simmons thing. I guess my thing is, and with the media, you always want an answer, but then you don't want the truth. And, you know, like, I'm like, you know, they got to press this guy. And I want to hear the Elton Brand answer. If he comes back the same way next year, there's no way you give him a max contract. And I want to hear him say that. There's no way you can give this guy. Now, you've said it before, you know, I've kind of gotten into you with this, and I hear other people say this. He can do things that no other guy can do. At 6'10", he's faster than everybody. He can dribble faster than everybody 6'10". But you just said it, like in basketball, what's the most important thing, especially offensively? Scoring.
No, I get it. We just have to wait until next year and see if it changes. You know, the one thing I can't put up with is that we go through another year where he doesn't shoot the ball. I just can't do that anymore. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah, after a while, you just got to go, all right, well, this is what you are. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, it's Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. We are what's happening now. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. Are you trying to be fake with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's the Sound Off line. You got something to say, hit us up on that line. Leave us a message. People are happy or not happy with retaining Brett Brown as coach. Let's see what we got on Sound Off today.
Here's a message to those young pups on the Sixers. The process is over. The coddling is over. You're about to watch this Eastern Conference Finals, and I want you to watch it real close, Ben and Joel, because you know what? You're going to see a transcendent talent and a generational player on opposite sides go into heated battle. And I want you to learn something, okay? Because it's going to take over 35 points a game every night to get to the NBA Finals. It takes a killer's mentality.
Well, they should pay attention to Kawhi and Giannis. Yeah, I would. If I was Ben Simmons, I'd model my game right after Giannis.
I'm not watching any of that if I'm one of them. Why would I watch? I just got my butt
learn.
Kicked.
Watch and learn.
I'm not going to learn.
Ben, yet. Watch Giannis. Watch how he gets to the basket. Watch how they gate him and he still gets there. Watch how he takes an occasional shot to loosen everything up. Watch it. Learn.
What Joel Embiid did, walk into that locker room, and everyone wants to put a meme and all that stuff on it, that is the emotion that 95% of Sixers fans felt. I love that at that guy. And I'm going to tell you right now, he is going to come back hungry as ever, not eating food, though, hungry-wise, and he's going to kick ass, and the Sixers are going to go to the NBA Finals next year. Book it.
I hope so. And I agree with you about Embiid and that moment and what it meant and his zeal to come back as a better player. I think he's got all that motivation in him. The other guy, I worry about.
Guess who's back? Back again. Brett Brown's back. We won't win. We won't win. Brett Brown's back. We won't win. Brett Brown's back.
Brett Brown haters, they're still out there. And, you know, you're never going to win them over. I mean, this guy's been going back and forth on me with Ema, he won't even admit that he should have been back if they got to Milwaukee. You know, there's just some people that just don't want any part of him.
That might have been a violation to use Eminem to rip Brett Brown. I mean, you don't have that more current reference. He used Eminem. Not new Eminem either. That's
old Eminem.
Come on.
That's old Eminem.
Come on.
Yep.
I like how everybody's saying, all the players are going, people are saying, well, listen to all of what the players said. They love Brett Brown. He's this, he's that, he's a great coach, he's a friend. Yeah, they're saying that before they knew if he was hired or fired. If he would have been fired, I would love to know what the players had to say. They'd probably say, we were sick of playing that stupid offense that made absolutely no sense, that sucked. And thank God he's gone. But now we got to put up with him for maybe another year. Hopefully, when they see that he sucks next year, halfway through, that they fire his ass.
That's my man from the Hazleton area, right?
You can hear the accent.
Yeah, with that accent
going. I don't agree with him that they maybe didn't like playing for him, but I agree that when you're asked a question publicly, you're not going to sit there and breathe and say, oh, we love playing for Brett, because you don't have any motivation. There's no payoff to saying the opposite.
At the time Brett Brown has been our head coach, he was expected to be a losing head coach. Now we expect championship. Less than 20 games with a formidable roster, and we were almost there. You cannot fire someone based off job performance when he was never given the opportunity to show what he can do. Give him a team, give him a full season, and let's get it rolling.
All right, but he did have an opportunity to show what he could do. I mean, I disagree. I know it was shorter and you'd like a whole season, but, you know, I think there was enough time to develop a game plan to win against Toronto, and they almost did it.
Brett Brown could have Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal, and he still couldn't win in the second round. What is Elton Brand doing? Also, he set a bar. If you don't make it past the second round, he's fired. He didn't make it past the second round. Now he's still here. Elton looks like a joke now.
See,
an idiot.
Yeah, it's not that simple. And you're failing to factor in Game 7 where a ball bounces four times off the rim. And to be fair, you have to factor that in.
But see, they bring a screw up like Brett Brown back, who had an all-star team that should have been playing for the title. Thank God for Dougie Peterson. He already has a Super Bowl under his belt. He takes a bunch of third and fourth stringers to the precipice of another Super Bowl last year. Bravo, Dougie Pete.
So Dave on the hater list for Dave. Kapler 1, Brett Brown 2. I didn't realize his dislike for Brett Brown.
I didn't know. He never mentioned
dislike
it.
Dislike because he bet heavy on Sixers Warriors in the finals.
Oh, is that what it was?
So he's angry about his wallet because he bet.
Well,
heavy.
I mean, the good news for Dave's call wasn't about Kapler.
That's true.
There you go.
I'm just really curious as to know where the hell did this whole narrative of Ben Simmons and Embiid don't like each other? Where does this BS come from? If they still keep running with this crap, Mike, after all of this we then went through for the whole season, they don't like each other. I'm sorry, there's two different personalities.
Wait,
you can't win with two different personalities?
Are you getting this that they don't like each other? Where are all these stories that they don't like each other?
I think he's referencing how they're saying that they don't play well together, right?
No, he was saying they like each other, different personalities.
There hasn't been any kind of story that says they don't like each other.
No.
Come on, man.
Mike, your comparison and then subsequent assessment of how this is worse than the Joe Carter home run is unbelievably ridiculous. This was the second round of the NBA playoffs, not the conference finals, not even the finals. That was game six of a World Series. And if you take the whole 93 series, a season into the full picture of it and compared to this full season, it's not even close. 93 season was unbelievable and unforgettable. This season, I'll forget about this in a few years.
Yeah, but you gotta be realistic. The Phillies had nothing left. At that point, they had nothing left. They were on, like, dying batteries. They were, like, last breaths. So it didn't shock me that they lost that game, and it didn't shock me he gave up a home run. But when you lose, like, that basket that Kawhi made, that's not more shocking? I don't know. To me, it was. Close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of summer. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
You got a beef?
I don't like
what are you?
Because I don't like
their brain. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
All right, that was sound off. Stay tuned. The Fanatic Baseball Show with Andrew Salchunas and then D. Linen will follow. And on TV on NBC Sports Philly, stay tuned for Quick Slants and the Phillies pregame show and then Philly baseball. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.